Hello from Pitiumo, January 2024. I'm here with Wes Paris, talking to the creative director.
Hi, I'm Arthur Roberts, and I'm the creative director of Wes Paris.
He's going to tell us about this collection he has here.
Okay, so where do I start?
Well, tell me the story, you know, what was behind
so
it.
The inspiration behind the brand is... So I got into fashion through denim and workwear. So all this like West American theme overall. And also my family comes from the southwest of France. So from the Basque Country near Biarritz. And so when I thought of a name for a brand, it all came back to like a West theme. So I thought like, why not I use that for the name, you know? And also mixed it with, you know, the urban life of Paris and something more elevated as well. So that's the idea behind the brand. And so this collection is our fifth collection. Mm-hmm. And it's our first time here at Pitiumo. And so I wanted to explore, you know, the denim wardrobe mixed with, you know, more like, silvery fabrics, shining fabrics, you know.
And I see that silver jacket over there.
There's that silver jacket, or you know, there's like this coated poncho, which is between a duffel coat and something a bit more like, it's either fisherman or fetish. You can choose.
That's a wide range.
Why not?
Go fishing or go to the Berghain later. All right.
I mean, it's a long day, you know, but you never know. That's the idea of the wardrobe, you know. It has to be I like when clothes are like, you know, ready for, you know, the everyday life, so you never know what's going to happen in your day.
Sure.
So when you dress up in the morning, you know, you may not even go back to your house till the morning after, you know, if you go out for a drink and then, you know, the night is crazy. I mean, right. you never know. So I like this idea of something quite versatile, you know, and quite quite tough and ready, but also that feels, you know, elevated and smart in a way.
I agree with that. Now, what is a signature piece other than that silver jacket?
So we have these, like, a bit like our hero piece from the, since the first season is, these are like workwear jeans. Mm-hmm. Inspired by almost like Carhartt jeans, you know, like the really classic, like, carpenter jeans,
right?
With an apron panel that's like a pleated skirt, you know, so it's between like a kilt and an apron. And I like it because it's like super tough and super masculine, but at the same time it's also a skirt, you know, which is quite cool and quite sexy, I think.
Wait, tell us about those was that underwear wrestling thing here.
I like to play with these sort of like, you know, almost like gay tropes, you know, which is like the wrestling singlet is super, it's super sexy.
Would you classify that as fetish wear?
Not as much, because like the material makes it at the same time super chic. Like if you touch it, it's like a cotton crepe.
It's very nice.
Yeah, it's super nice. It's super light. It's really beautiful when worn. It's quite sexy if you wear nothing underneath.
But if you wear nothing underneath, but you'd have to weigh like, you know, 75 kilos and only eat ice for 2 months.
Oh,
right.
I don't know. You can. I think it's quite. It goes well on a lot of bodies. Like on a lot of different bodies. I think it's quite. It can be quite sexy. However you're built.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. For those of us who've watched Saltburn, this would be the perfect look. But
and we have also the tank top version if you're a bit less adventurous.
I like the tank top, but wait, that's a very deep.
Yeah, I like the deep neckline, you know, and it's, I like, you know,
very Ibiza.
Yeah. I wanted to escape a bit, you know. I was stuck in the office in Paris, and I wanted to think of something else. So there's this like escapist theme also to the collection, whether it's in a club or like away on vacation, you know, but I like this this aspect.
All right. Now tell us, where can a person buy these pieces?
So in Paris, we sold in the big department stores, so Galeries Lafayette, Samaritaine, and Printemps. And we have basically a dozen of shops worldwide. So we have, in the US, we have the Webster. And we have some shops in China. We have some, and we're that's why we are at PT. We'd like to expand a bit the wholesale, and also on our website we ship.
What's the website globally?
It's called West.World.
Okay, good to know. So you heard it here. And wait, how much is that Ibiza T-shirt, by the way?
The tank top is around 100 euros retail.
Okay, 100 euros retail plus 6 months at the gym and dieting, personal training.
No, you do you.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.